Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshalom. We're now in Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Dalid Amud Bet at the bottom of the Amud, continuing through our investigation of the source of three dayanim for minimal beitin. Tana Rabbanan, Dinei Mamonot Pishlosha, V'im Hayamum Chel L'Rabim, Dan Afilu Yechidi. Now we're introduced to a new concept, and that is Mumchel L'Rabim, meaning somebody who has smicha and who is accepted by the rabbim. We'll see what that means as a dayan. Dan Afilu Yechidi, he can judge even alone. I'm Rav Nachman Gon Ana Dan Dinei Mamonot Pishlosha. Rav Nachman said, somebody like me, I do that. Rabbi Chia said the same thing. So now, Ibayelu, Kongonana, what do they mean, somebody like me? Digamirna v'savirna, I have the information and I can reason it through well. V'nakitna reshuta, and I also have reshut from the authorities, meaning in Rav Nachman's case from the Reish Galuta, his father-in-law, in Rabbi Chia's case from the patriarchate, in his case, Rebbe. But if you don't have a reshut, unless you're three, but one person alone, just because he has the knowledge and the information and the reasoning skills, maybe that's not good enough. Maybe as long as it's somebody like Rav Nachman, meaning of his knowledge and his intellectual ability, maybe that's good enough. So Toshma, we have a case. The Marzutra Breda Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman's own son, Dan Dina Vata. He was Dan and he erred. Atal the coming of Yosef, he came to Rav Yosef. Now, if his deen was no good, and he dined alone, if his deen was no good, Rav Yosef would have told him, the whole deen gets torn up and start the case again. Amarlo im kibluch alayhu, if the people accepted, and we're going to see this in a couple podcasts, what it means, but im kibluch alayhu, meaning if the parties accepted you, no matter what you do, like Rashi says, im afilim b'ta'ut, then lo tishalim, you don't have to pay. V'ilo zil shalim, if they said, we're only accepting you if you do it right, meaning if you make a real error in calculation, then you have to pay. But shma mina, ki lo nakir reshuta, dina dina, shma mina. Clearly, the guy didn't have reshut, because if he did have reshut, then there's no im kibluch alayu. He's already got the reshut to the Reish Galuta, the judge. So this guy, the Marzutra, clearly did not have the reshut. And nonetheless, the deen was not retracted or revisited. The deen was a deen. Ella what? If in certain cases, he might have to pay. Now, Amar Rav, and this is something we'll see in the third parak about the liability of a judge who errs. Amar Rav, Haiman de boy lemei dandina, v'ito mi boy lemiftara. So Rav then says it sort of from the opposite direction. Anybody who wants to judge but not be held liable if he makes a mistake, lishko reshut to merish galuta. Go get reshut from the Reish Galuta. Go have him sign a form that says you can judge alone. V'chein amar Shmuel, lishko reshut of Reish Galuta. So Rav and Shmuel said the same thing. Now, pshita, mehacha lahacha, mehatam lahatam. Mehacha means in Bavel. So if you got reshut in Bavel and you go somewhere else in Bavel to judge, or you got reshut in Tveri and you go somewhere else in Eretz Yisrael to judge, then certainly it's good. Umehacha lahatam also. If you get reshut in Bavel and you go to Eretz Yisrael to judge, it's also good. Mahani. How do we know that? Because in the famous Pasuk where Yaakov blesses Yehuda, we interpret the pieces of the Pasuk as referring prophetically to later history, current history, that is, about Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. Kedetanya, lo yasur shevet min Yehuda, Yaakov says the scepter of rulership shall not leave Yehuda, umechokek min raglav, and the lawgiver from between his legs, meaning among his children. What's the drasha on Lazar Shevet Miyuda? Elu Rashi Galuyot Shebavavel. That's the Reish Galuta. Shirodin et Yisrael Beshevet. They have the power to really punish and use their staff. Okay, and Ben Raglav, what's that? Elu Bnei Varam Shel Hillel. That's Hillel's descendants, and it's all Yehuda. Shemalamdim Torah Barabim, they teach. Meaning, who's got the greater power? In Bavel. So therefore, if in Bavel they give you a reshut and you go to Eretz Yisrael, it works. The only question is, Mehatam Lahachamai. What happens if you got reshut in Tveria and you come to Surah? Can you judge? So Toshma, we have a case. To Rabbi Barchana, Dan Dina Vata. We're going to learn about Rabbi Barchana, who was a nephew of Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Barchana, Dan Dina Vata. He judged and he made a mistake. Atal the Kamei Rabbi Chia. He came to Rabbi Chia in Eretz Yisrael. Amar le ikiblu chalayu lo tishalem v'lo zil shalem. Just like we saw before. If the litigants accepted you, no matter what you say, then you're exempt. And if not, then you have to pay for the loss. Rabbi Barchana reshut to Havinaki. And Rabbi Barchana had reshut, meaning he had reshut from Eretz Yisrael and he was judging in Bavel. So clearly his reshut in Eretz Yisrael didn't help in Bavel, and that's why it was dependent on whether or not the people accepted him. He wasn't automatically accepted. So, is that not true? For Rabba Bar Rav Huna, ki have a minzi b'hadi Reish Galuta, he was from Eretz Yisrael, and if he got in a fight with the Reish Galuta's people, Amar, la minai chuna kitna reshuta, I don't get my reshut from you. Na kita reshutna bi abba mara vi abba mara mi rav, vi rav mi rabbi chia, vi rabbi chia mi rabbi. I have a chain of tradition of smicha that goes all the way back to Rebbe. I got my reshut from them. Not real smicha, but reshut from them. And so therefore he was saying, I in Bavel have a chain that goes back to Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore I'm good. So you see that it works. The answer is Miltad al Mahud Okim Lahu. He was just saying that kind of as defensiveness, but doesn't not in a technical sense. So if in Eretz Yisrael, getting Rishut in Eretz Yisrael is not going to help you in Bavel, what was the point of giving Rabba Bar Chana Rishut in Eretz Yisrael when he left to go to Bavel? The answer is La'erotam Dimalak Vulin, in order to be able to judge in cities that are on the border. So the cities on the border, on his way from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, there it would help. Now, my reshut, what is the reshut? Meaning, you have to get reshut. What's the reshut? Ki havi nachit Rabba Bar Chana le Bavel. Again, Rabba Bar Chana was going to Bavel. Amar le Rabbi Chia le Rabbi. So Rabbi Chia turned to Rabbi. Rabba Bar Chana was leaving. Rabbi Chia is his uncle. He turns to Rabbi. He says, Ben Achi Yoreh le Bavel. My brother's son is going to Bavel. Yoreh? Meaning, can he rule in issues of Issa Reheter? And Rabbi's answer was, Yoreh. Yadin? Can he rule in Dinim Amanot? Rabbi's answer was, Yadin. Yatir b'chorot, can he permit b'chorot, which means, is he mandated to look at a firstborn animal and see if it has a mum kavua, and therefore the owner can keep it and eat it? And the answer was, yatir. Good. And that's how reshut works. That's the lashon. And therefore we adopt it and sort of change the parsing and call it yora yora, or yodin yodin. Ki have nachit rav lebavel, but when Rav went down to Bavel, Amar Rabbi Chia le Rabbi, Rabbi Chia turned to Rabbi and said, Ben Achuti yoreh lebavel, my sister's son is going to Bavel. Yoreh, yoreh, yadin, yadin, yatir b'chorot, al yatir. So Rabbi did not give him full heter hora'ah, did not allow him for heter b'chorot. So we're going to look at two different things. First of all, why did Rabbi Chia refer to Rav as Ben Achuti when he referred to Rabbi Barchana as Ben Achi, when both of them were the sons of both his, we think, his sister and his brother? Rabbi Chia's family tree is a very complex thing. So, Maishtal Lamar de Kakari Ben Achi, Maishtal Lamar de Kakari Ben Achuti. Why does he call one Ben Achi and the other Ben Achuti? Chitei Ma'achi Avim Aisa, if you think that that's actually how they were related. V'yamar Mar, Aibu V'chana V'shila U'marta V'Rabbi Chia Kulu Bnei Abba Bar Acha Kar Salami Kafri Avu. Which means that Chana was Rabbi Chia's brother, and so was Aivu, who was Rav's father, right? So therefore, you should have said Ben Achi. The answer is Rav Bar Achua Dehave Bar Achte. Rav was the son of his brother, who was also the son of his sister from a different marriage, from a different family. Rav Bar Chana Bar Achua Dehav Bar Achte. In other words, in Rabba Bar Chana's case, he was only his son's, his brother's son. In Rav's case, he was both, so he highlighted that. V'ibayitema, the other possibility is, al shem chochmato, Rav was called Ben Achoti as an allusion to his great wisdom. Dichtiv, amor lachochma achotiyat. In Mishle it says, say to wisdom, you're my sister. And the Chazal say in elsewhere in Kiddushin, that means that a person should know Isser Heter as much as he knows, anything he learns he should know as well as he knows the fact that his sister's Ashutum. Now, yatir b'chorot al yatir. So in the story, we said that Rebbe did not give Rav Smicha to Heter Hora to be Matir B'chorot. My time. If you think it's because Rav didn't know the information, I'll come in and the Chakim Tuvo. We all know that Rav was very smart. Ellen, you just said, Amar L'chokhma Achotiyat. Ellen Ishum D'lo B'kiya M'mumi. Maybe he didn't have expertise in that area. If you have a Rav, he can't be. Shmona Asrecho Rashim Gadalti Eitzel Ro'eh Behemale Da Ezem Mum Kavu Ezem Mum Aver. I spent 18 months hanging out with a cowboy and a herdsman to see what's a mum kavu and what's a mum over. So he was quite an expert. Ella, why did Rebbe not give the same level of heter hora to Rav that he gave to Rav Bar Chana? Ella, chalek lo kavod Rav Bar Chana. Rav didn't need the kavod. Rav Bar Chana needed the kavod because he was not nearly Rav. Bayitema, the other possibility is a very interesting one. Mishum ha-gufa. The Rav Bekiya Mumume Tfei, Rav was an real expert on Mumim. Vashari Mumme Dlo Yadi Inchel, Bimatra Mum that other people can't even recognize. Rami Kaigam Nashara Rav, Atul Mishra Mumover. And what's going to happen is they're going to say, oh, yeah, Rav was matir something like that, and they on their own are going to be matir something, which really is only a mumover, and is really not source for hara. So in other words, because Rav was such an expert, it was dangerous to allow him to act. Okay, now, the Lashon is Yoreh, Yoreh. So, Igamir, Rashut Olamo Mishkal. If the guy knows the information, what does he need Rashut for? The answer is, Mishum Ma'aseh Shayan. Why are we insistent on not letting somebody rule unless we give official administrative Rashut? The answer is, there was a story that happened. The Tanya, Pamachat Halach Rebbe L'Makom Achad. Rebbe went to visit someplace. For Abnei Adam Shemagablin Isotayim Betumah. He saw people who were kneading their dough, and they were kneading it Betumah. In other words, they weren't careful, they were touching a sheretz, they were kneading it. Amar lahem, neima atem megablin masutechem betumah. Why are you doing that? Amrulo, talmid achad balakan. There was a student who came here. V'horalan umei betzarim ein machshirin. And he said that water, this kind of water from like a marsh, is not machshir. Now, the student hadn't said that. What had the student really said? He had said, v'hu mei betzim darshlu. What he said was mei betzim, meaning egg water. Like the liquid from an egg is not machshir l'tumah. In other words, here's the thing. When you have food, as we've seen many times, if you have food, and after the food is out of the ground, some liquids fall on it intentionally, then it's muchshir l'tumah. And if you're tameh, you touch it, it becomes tameh. So he said, mei beitzim is not machshir l'tumah, which means that if you use mei beitzim, and that's all the liquid you've got here, you can be tameh and touch, and it won't become tameh. And they thought, he said, mei betzaim. In other words, the student, although he knew the information, wasn't very careful in how he communicated it, and they misunderstood it, and they were doing things betuma. Vinusav mebet sayim kamar. They thought he said mebet sayim. V'taunam v'ha. They made another mistake. Me kramyon ume piga psulin. Ne shehen me beitzim. These kind of waters are pasul. They're pasul, by the way, for me chatat, for the paraduma. They also thought, hey, since those aren't considered water for the paraduma, they're also not machshir, they're not called water. Velohi, that's not true. The reason that for that is because if you study Masachet Para, you'll see that you need mayim chayim, flowing waters, from a spring. But water is machshir, even if it's not the ideal water. All right, so in other words, the student really didn't teach very well, and as a result, we made a rule, a student can't go out and paskan halacha without reshut, so we guide him how to do it. Tana botasha gazru tamid al yoreh ela imenkein notel reshut merabo. So at that point, they made the rule. A rebbe has to give reshut to his talmid to be moreh. And that's basically what our smicha is. Our smicha is hatara torah, where a rebbe signs off that his student knows the stuff and has reshut to be moreh halacha. Tanchum bereid rabbi yami ikla lechatar. He came to this place. Darishlu, he said, Mutar lotot chitin b'pesach. You're allowed to soak chitin on Pesach. Amru lav Rebbe Mani de min tzur ikahacha. They said, wait a second, isn't Rabbi Mani of Tzur here? V'tanya tamid al yorei halacha makom rabba. Wasn't he your Rebbe? How can you be more halacha? Your Rebbe's present, and you're not allowed to be more halacha in the presence of your Rebbe. He has to be at least three parsot away the size of Machane Yisrael. So Amar Lahu, Lava Datoy, I wasn't paying attention. You're right, but I wasn't paying attention. Rabbi Chiya Chazi Lahu Gavra Dabi Koi Bebet HaKvarot. Rabbi Chiya saw a guy who was standing in the cemetery. Amar Lahu Ben Ish Ploni Koin Ata, aren't you a Koin? Amar Lahin, yes, Avua Dahu Gavra Gvai Naim Have. My father, unfortunately, was very arrogant. Atanana Begrusha, Rabbi Chiya Lo. There was a divorcee. He thought, I'll marry the divorcee. And so therefore, he was Mechalami. Okay. So, just an example of Rabbi Chiya here passing halacha, as it were. Pshita, lepalga hakamar demahani. We know that half permission works because Rebbe gave Rav permission for everything except hatarat bachorot. Al tanai mai. What if you give hatarat Torah, but al tanai? Meaning you can only do it in this town, or you can only do it for the next year or something. Toshma, damal Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shemen, areata bishutenu ashtavo etzleinu. He said, we are giving you reshut until you come into Tveria. When you come into Tveria, you don't have reshut anymore. So it works all tonight. Okay, way back, we learned, Gufa Mar Shmuel, Shnaim Shadanu Dineim Din, El Shnikru Beit Din Chatzuf. So Shmuel said this halacha, that if two render judgment, it's halacha is the din is din. Ela what? They're called Beit Din Chatzuf. They should have three. Yatav Nachman Kamar Lahashmata. Nachman repeated what his Rebbe said. Etevei Ravel of Nachman. So his student, Rava, turned to him and said, challenge, afilu shtayim ezakin or shtayim echayvin, v'achad omer eini yodea. You'll see for a dayanin. We have a halacha that if you have a regular beit din of three, And two of them say yay or nay, and the other guy says, I don't know, and abstains. You have to add dayanim until we get enough. But if Shmuel's right, the two people rendering judgment, well, we've got two, said Chayiv, what's the problem? So Rav Nachman said, Shani Hatan, Mikara Daita Dvlata Yativi. That's different. In that case, they sat down intending to judge with three. It didn't work, so you still have to have three. But when two sit down to judge, everybody sees it's two. That's what they're playing with. And of course, they know that if it's a standoff, then they have to get a third anyways. Eitiv is a challenge. Hadin b'shlosha u'pshara b'shnayim. Din needs three, but pshara, which is really arbitration, requires two. V'yafekach pshara mikoach hadin. Pshara is stronger than din. Why? Sheshnayim shadanu b'alei din yucholim lachzor b'hen. If two guys judge, and the Balei Din don't like it, they can say, forget it, we don't like you. Shtayim shasu pshara, ain Balei Din yechol yechzor b'hen. But if two do a pshara, the Balei Din can't turn it back, because two is the right number for a pshara. Right? So pshara is stronger. And so how could it be that Shmuel said that if two people do din is good? Chitema pligi rabbanon later v'shem gamliel. You think maybe the rabbanon disagree with v'shem gamliel? V'yamar Rabbi Abahu, shnayim shadanu, l'divrei kol ein dinayim din. Rabbi Abahu said everybody agrees, meaning Shmuel Gamliel and Rabbanan agree, that if two guys judge, it's no good. So how could Shmuel say that if two guys judge, it is good, but they're chatzuf? The answer is gavra, gavra karamit. So Shmuel disagrees with Rabbi Abahu. Shmuel holds that Rabbanan disagrees with Shmuel Gamliel, and they say that if two judge, the judgment is valid. It's not nice. And Rabbi Abahu says, no, everybody agrees that two is invalid. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up on Davav Amud Aleph in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.